Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, man, we got that candy hangover from Halloween. How was everyone's Halloween?
It was really good. Spent time with my family. Every year my mom makes white chicken chili. She only makes it once a year, so we all had to make sure to really go over there.
You didn't bring any leftovers in.
I don't think there is any.
It's that good, huh?
Yes. It was really, really good.
Your niece, nephews all got dressed up. What were they?
Yes. So my twin niece and nephews were, Gabriel, who's 11, was a hot dog. And then his sister, Kate, was Theodore from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Hilarious.
And then one-year-old baby Palmer was a dinosaur.
Super cute.
And he loved trick-or-treating so much that the worst part of the night was taking him out of the wagon. Like, that's when he just exploded with tears because he wanted to be out. He was out for like an hour trick-or-treating, and that wasn't
loving
enough
it
for him.
Kevin, did Jackson go trick-or-treating?
No,
this
you know,
year?
It's so funny. He was going to, so my daughter, Kennedy, got an axolotl costume.
Awesome.
It's one of those, like, you know, jumper suits, and Jackson got it on, and he was too big for it, and then he ripped the crotch out.
Oh my God.
He was like, I'm just staying home.
All right. And then Carly Rae Jepsen, your dog, was dressed up in a costume. How did that go,
AB? She was a pumpkin, and I actually could pet her because I wasn't touching like her fur, so it didn't smell.
That's how you respond. Did she enjoy it?
She enjoyed the petting.
I will say this. I was never a Halloween guy. I don't like wearing costumes or anything like that. And we do like some specialty stuff like Spirit Week. And that's fun to like dress up with like a group of friends. But like Halloween, I just felt like there was so much pressure on the costume. Yeah. Like, oh my God. And so it was never really my thing. Since I've had kids, I absolutely love this holiday. My son, who's 3, was just super stoked about like going trick-or-treating and picking out candy. And my daughter, who's 1, was like, eyes were like bulging out of her head. Like, this is crazy. And also, like, being like a first-time homeowner is cool for us, too. Like, the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
People
that's
out there
awesome.
Like, making bonfires and hanging out. It's like the
that's
only time
cool.
I really get to like mingle and hang out with these people and meet them. There was a dude in our neighborhood like pouring beer from a keg. He's like, hey, grab some candy. And then, Dad, you need a cold beer? And I was like, yeah, I'll take a cold beer. And he even like had like cups made, and it's like trick or drink.
I know, you sent me a picture of that. I was like, what?
I love that.
So I was like, that dude's like my new favorite person in the neighborhood. I'm like, he was an older gentleman, but I'm like, we're gonna go and like watch games together and stuff. That's my guy.
Sweet.
So yeah, it's actually a lot of fun. So we had a blast. Now we're all just like got that candy hangover.
Yeah.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
An 82-year-old Marine named David just got his Naval Academy class ring back 54 years after he lost it on a golf course near Pittsburgh.
What the?
There was a random golfer. He just like found it in the dirt after a storm and traveled all the way to Florida to give it to him.
Oh, wow.
That probably meant so much to him as like a veteran and someone who has served our country to get his Naval Academy ring back.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. And it says that he joked that the ring survived combat but couldn't survive his golf game.
Oh,
I was
going to
bring
that.
If the guy's on the fairway, you find that ring. My boy was probably in the rough somewhere.
Right, yeah, no doubt.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
What you gonna do in the loop this weekend? You gonna do in the loop this weekend? You.
All right, we all got that like post-Halloween hangover. We're all probably eating too much candy. Kevin, how many pieces are you at this point?
I can't count. Too many.
So let's look for some other things to do. Now that it's like post-Halloween, what's going on this weekend? We're bringing Luke Farrell from STL Bucket List, super connected to all things happening in St. Louis. Like, well, how many Instagram followers do you guys have now?
We have 207,000 plus now.
Oh, look at that. So if you want to follow them on Instagram, they are always posting things in our community, and he gives us the top 3 things to do each weekend here in the Lou.
It's festival season, guys. The weather's cooling off. We're right off Halloween. It's time to put on a flannel and get out and eat, drink, and listen to music. So first, we have Day of the Dead Street Festival happening on the Del Mar Loop. That's going on tomorrow from 12 to 9:30. Live music performances and some of the best food and drinks. I love that street.
That's awesome. What a fun place to do it and a cool fall festivity.
Yep.
Absolutely. And then over at Schlafly in Maplewood, they're having their full moon festival Saturday from 3 to 9 p.m. This is a free family event. They have a chili cook cook-off, fire pit, pig roast. Really cool. I mean, who doesn't love going to a bonfire and eating chili? It's the best. Right.
It's about that time of the year, no doubt.
Dude, when we do our fall day, we always have made homemade chili. I don't know why. It's just a fall thing, because we should eat chili all year round. But hell yeah, I'm so happy it's chili season.
That's a staple.
Yeah, I'm so happy it's chili season.
Hey, fall and Brett Mega just go together too well. And then last but not least, we got Longmire After Dark. That's happening tomorrow night from 4 to 10 p.m. That's a really amazing park. They're going to have light-based art installations, local music, a huge local makers market, and some food trucks, and of course drinks. So three festivals this weekend, guys. Pick one.
Hell yeah, it is fall festival season. So if you want info on any of those festivals, you can just go to our Instagram, Brett Mega Show, or go to Luke Farrell's Instagram with STL Bucket List.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Luke, for coming
in.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
What you gonna do in the loop? In the loop this weekend, you gonna do in the loop? In the loop this weekend, you.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Yesterday was Halloween. Today is November 1st. Is it automatically Christmas?
Oh, absolutely.
Turn in the dial right away.
I mean, as the candy was going out last night, I'm thinking about stockings too. Like, absolutely, 1,000%.
My mom last minute bought Halloween candy, like right before trick-or-treaters came yesterday. She said there was no candy left. There was only Christmas candy.
Yeah. We went to the store real quick because we had to get a couple of things, and literally everything for our Halloween was like off the shelves. Yeah. There was just a few bags left, and then everything was like Christmas trees, decorations.
I mean, I know TJ Maxx has been on Christmas for like over a month.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. Sarah and I did the same thing. We bought our Halloween candy like last weekend, and they were already starting to clear out and put Halloween costumes and things on clearance. And you're going, it's not even Halloween yet. Whoa, what's the deal? So they've already moved Christmas out. I do feel you need a little bit of a grace period. As I've gotten older, though, that grace period is not as long. Because I used to be like, you got to celebrate Thanksgiving. On December 1st, we put the tree up. No. Now it's like the week before Thanksgiving, the tree goes up.
Okay.
So
you wait until the week before Thanksgiving.
So there needs to still just be a little bit of a breather. I'd say at least 2 weeks, and then Christmas can arrive.
What about you, AB?
I'm all for the decorations, like having the decorations up for as long as possible, like putting the lights on the house, but I don't think I can start listening to Christmas music yet because I don't want to get sick of it. And I feel like I can't listen to that for like a full 2 months.
Yeah, because then they would leave like listening to Y98 to be like, For me, I am like, I think Thanksgiving week. Like, I want to embrace, like, I still feel like we're in fall.
Over.
So, like, I feel like they're in, like, seasons, and I feel like we're in fall season. In November, we still get some nice weather. We can still do, like, that fall foliage or whatever, and you could go on these hikes and appreciate fall. And I still think we're in, like, fall time up until, like, about Thanksgiving. Then it starts to get a little bit crisper, colder, and you're like, okay, now it's time to embrace Christmas.
It was pretty chilly this morning.
I know. I did think that this morning, though, but... No, for me, I just want to appreciate fall still. I'm not ready to move on from fall.
I saw Rudolph last night.
No, it's too... Then we move right into winter. Who wants to be in winter from November to what? Like, middle of March?
Me, because Christmas. Yay.
I love Christmas. I'm like Buddy the Elf.
No, you're not.
I just like to go for a month hard. That's how I do it, hard. Like, big time.
Okay.
What, you can't say hard on the radio?
Say it all you want, Brett.
Yeah, say it and
hard.
You mean it.
I'm real hard.
Oh my gosh.
Merry Christmas.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Madeline, how we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right, Madeline, you ready to go against Hannah?
Yes.
All right, let's have some fun. Hannah versus Madeline, a showdown. Pop culture questions, pop culture expert versus pop culture expert.
Mm-hmm.
You're a pop culture expert, right, Madeline?
I would say so.
Yeah, definitely. It's on her resume.
Cool.
Yeah, that's how she got the job. All right, see you later, Hannah. Hannah's going to leave the room. She can't hear the questions. We're going to ask Madeline the same five questions we asked Hannah. Tie does go towards Hannah, okay, Madeline?
Okay.
All right, yesterday we found out that Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum broke up their engagement, and we had a long conversation about Zoe Kravitz, and who is her dad?
Lenny Kravitz?
Yes, that's correct. Who won the World Series?
The Yankees.
Okay, they were in it, but
they did not win it.
But hey, you're at 50-50. Okay. This statue of a Miami Heat basketball player is going viral because it is so, so bad.
I have no idea.
Do you know anyone that's ever played for the Miami Heat?
I don't.
No? Okay, fair enough. We had two sports questions back-to-back for you, Madeline. All right, let's get back into, I feel like, your zone here. Sophie Turner said her life was put on pause after her divorce. Who was she married to?
Joe Jonas.
That's correct. And Kanye settled a 2-year lawsuit with the shoe brand over his contract with them and his Yeezy brand. What company was his Yeezy brand tied to?
Was it Nike?
It's not. It's Adidas. Dang. Okay. Oh, okay. Hold on. Let's see how Anna does. We'll get her back in the room. All right. 2 out of 5, okay. But these were tough ones. They were tricky. Okay.
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room to play Hannah's homeschool. She was outside the studio as Madeline answered 5 pop culture questions. Now I'm going to ask Hannah the same questions as I asked Madeline. You got a tie, Hannah.
Okay.
Madeline, you thought these were tricky, didn't you?
Yes, I thought so.
Yeah, they were tricky ones. She got 2 out of 5.
Okay.
But they were tricky ones. All right. We had a long conversation about Zoe Kravis yesterday. Who is Zoe Kravis's dad?
Lenny.
Yes, correct. All right. Who won the World Series?
Now, this is where we get tricky. I know that it was like one team was really far ahead, the other team was really far behind, and then all of a sudden, they caught up.
That's what you know? Yeah. You really broke down sports right there.
That was a great
That's all you need to know. And 2 blue teams, I know.
This is more than
I really ought to be.
This is really good.
You really ought to be doing, you know, sports.
ESPN. Yeah. This is ESPN breakdown. Who do we got as the winner now at the end of all of this?
Dodgers.
Whoa! And she nailed it! Dodgers for the win!
Yeah, nice job.
Thank God.
Okay, we got another sports question since you love sports so much.
let's relax.
This statue of a Miami Heat basketball player is going viral because it is so
Alex
bad.
Alex showed me this the other day.
It's so bad.
Yep, do there you remember?
No, I don't remember his name.
What's his name?
Vic.
That's because Alex is playing for Miami Heat. Victor Oladipo.
Yeah.
It's Dwayne Wade.
I think you should get some sort of effort point. You know, I'm not the judge, though.
So. Alex is friends with Victor Oladipo, who played in the NBA for a long, long time.
Oh, man.
All right,
that's the only NBA player I know.
You don't even know LeBron James, Steph Curry?
Oh, him, yeah.
Shaq.
Sophie Turner said her life was put on pause after her divorce. Who is she married to?
Joe Jonas.
That's correct. And Kanye settled a 2-year lawsuit with the shoe brand over his contract with them. What was his Yeezy brand's shoe brand company with?
Adidas.
It was with Adidas. That's correct.
Nice job, Hannah.
Yeah, nice job. That's the only question you missed was the Dwayne Wade Victor question.
Hey, I still did pretty good. Yeah. I can't believe I knew who won the baseball championship.
The
World Series. Madeline, thanks for having so much fun with this girl.
Yeah,
Madeline,
thank you.
Yeah, you got to say this is Madeline. I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Madeline, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, post-Halloween, you're probably busy trick-or-treating, hanging out with your neighbors, enjoying Wicks. We had really nice fall weather. And so you probably don't know what's trending. I'll read a headline, tell you what's trending, and Hannah tells me if you need details on that story or not. Over the course of the next 2 minutes, you'll be up to date. The decades we're most nostalgic for in 2024.
What are we nostalgic for?
The 90s.
Makes sense.
Yeah, the 90s had the most popular vote. 80s came in second. 2000s came in third. The lowest was the 1960s. People are kind of over the 60s. You know what's interesting? They said it takes about 20 to 25 years before you become nostalgic for a decade. That's when you like
really?
Kind of really hits. That's why like the 90s, late 90s is when we're feeling like the 2000s. And it literally says this in the article. So we will be nostalgic for ChatGPT and Brat Summer in 2050.
Brat Summer. Stop. AB is like going to die on the hill that Brat Summer is going to be how we like remember this phase of our life.
Yes.
And no. I fully disagree.
But
you're
wrong. It did bring up Brat Summer in the article that we'll be nostalgic for Brat Summer.
I will be. I don't know about you guys.
No one is going to remember Brat Summer. This can help you at work.
I need all the help I can get,
having
really.
Having a sense of humor. In a study, 84% of personal directors said that they appreciate someone's sense of humor. They do a better job at work. 98% of CEOs preferred employees who have a higher sense of humor than any other type of work quality.
98%?
I know. Isn't that crazy? Like, I would think hardworking, really tasking. No, they're funny. We'll keep them around.
Exactly.
But also makes sense. The airlines most likely to cause delays this holiday season, if you're flying.
Who is that?
JetBlue. This is crazy. 60% of JetBlue's flights will be on time this holiday season. Only 60%. That's what they're estimating.
Wow.
Do we even have a JetBlue?
I don't know. I don't fly a lot of JetBlue. Frontier and then American rounded out the top three most likely to get delayed. Speaking of JetBlue, they're being sued for something.
Probably. Keep it moving. Probably being late.
An ice cream sandwich being too cold. That's the timer. All right. That's all the stories we can get through.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. The average American eats 30 pounds of this every year.
I mean, honestly, if you think of anything in that way, that's like really crazy and almost concerning to me. I'm going to say...
What do you eat 30 pounds of?
Cheese?
30 pounds of cheese. I do respect cheese, man.
I mean, I love cheese.
I know, it might be more than 30 cheese. Pounds for me. I love cheese. What about you, Kevin? What do you eat 30 pounds of?
I'm going to say candy, and if you need specific, I'm going to say chocolate.
I have no concept of 30 pounds, so I'm going to say meat.
30 pounds of meat?
I guess.
Get that protein in, girl.
Yeah.
I think we probably eat more than 30 pounds of meat.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. Like, one cheeseburger is usually a pound.
I don't need to hear that.
Okay. What do you think it is? What do you think you eat 30 pounds of every single year? That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, we are officially commercial-free. It's the best way to knock out that candy hangover post-Halloween. Mm-hmm. Average American eats 30 pounds of this a year.
This is crazy. Tons of texts coming in. Teacher Suzanne says bacon. Susan says sugar. Reese says 30 pounds of butter. Jenny says 30 pounds of potato. April says popcorn. Jordan, ice cream. Lulubug also says ice cream. Abby says cake.
Man, all this sounds
Joy
so good.
Joy is giving disgusting answers like dust, dirt, and bugs.
Ew.
Heather says French fries.
Heather got it. French fries.
Hey. Wow.
Somebody said potatoes, but I
she also texted in and said, please tell Brett I watched Hocus Pocus for the first time yesterday, and I thought it was a good movie.
Thank you. AB watched
that is crazy because I literally watched it for the first time with my family yesterday, and we did not like it.
What is wrong with your family, AB?
I don't know.
I'm with Heather. Heather, you could come over anytime and watch Hocus Pocus with me. Yeah, 30 pounds of French fries every single year.
Mega Minds.
All right, we are commercial-free on the Brett Mega Show, and all of us had a very different type of Halloween. Kevin has older kids. I have younger kids. Hannah's a niece and nephew, and then... AB's kind of a dog mom.
Right. No.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so let's talk about AB first, actually, because she sent a picture of her dog all dressed up in a costume. Mm-hmm. Did she go trick-or-treating? Did she hand out candy with your dad?
My dad, like, took her on a walk around the neighborhood in her costume.
No, he didn't. I had a feeling.
Oh,
I love
that.
This dude loves Carly
love
so
it.
Much. I knew he, like, basically
he
took
like,
her
He, like, kind of was trying, like, he was like, oh, well, I can't let her outside because the kids are going to be afraid, so I guess I just have to take her for a walk. And I was like, well, you have to put the costume on. He was like, really? I was like, yes.
So he took her trick-or-treating.
He took a little pumpkin trick-or-treating.
And he matched with her. So
he did match with her too.
Oh my God, that is adorable. That is so funny. And then you guys watched Hocus Pocus and hated it?
Yes.
I'm so mad. This is the greatest Halloween movie of all time. I watch it every year. What is wrong with
my family
guys?
Was literally like, tell Brad I love him, but this is not it.
Oh my God, it's so good. The Sanderson sisters. Oh.
Can do it.
Hannah, how was it being Auntie Hannah for Halloween?
Oh, it was so good. So we went over to my mom's house. We go over there every year for Halloween. She makes white chicken chili. It's delicious. And it just filled my heart. I was with my nieces and nephews. And the twins dressed up, they're 11, they dressed up as Theodore from Alvin and the Chipmunks, and then Gabriel was a hot dog,
hilarious.
Which is so funny. And then one-year-old nephew baby Palmer was a dinosaur, and he loved his costume. It had like a whole thing around his head and he loved it. And my sister decorated his wagon as like a dinosaur cage. And it was so crazy because they went around the neighborhood and they were gone for like an hour. And I was like, what is happening? He loved trick-or-treating so much that they like couldn't get him out of the wagon. Like that was the problem. He didn't want that night to end.
Last year he was around. Did he get dressed up and go? Did you guys go? Because it was really cold out last year.
It was really cold. He was dressed up as a Beanie Baby, so he had a super warm costume. That's cute. But he was such a newborn that he could only stay awake to go to one house.
Yeah. My 1 year old Emerson, she got dressed up as like Charlie Brown. She was Charlie last year, and this year she was a Dalmatian because her brother was a firefighter.
My son
is obsessed. Adorable. With firefighters.
But adorable.
Oh my God.
They both are so cute.
Obsessed. Like, guys, like, we went to, like, one of those, like, open houses, and he got as much as he possibly could from it. He was, like, asking questions, so inquisitive. And then they told him on that day when we went to the open house, like, hey, he's
at
like,
the firehouse?
Yeah. He's like, I want to be a firefighter. And they said, come back to the firehouse on Halloween to take a picture of the fire truck. He's never forgotten it. So that's how we kicked off Halloween. We went to the firehouse, and he got to climb up in the truck. He took pictures in front of the fire truck and they let him drive in it. We got to pull out.
Love it.
No
way. I'm gonna
post
the video on my Instagram, Brett Maga on Air, if you follow me on Instagram. But we got to drive in it. He pulled out and they flicked on the lights for us. He's like, Dad, we're in the truck.
Hold on to those memories, man.
He was so pumped up. And it was like he's like 3 and a half now, and this is like I've never been a Halloween guy. I was never a guy I liked to get dressed up or anything like that. Him wanting to trick-or-treat and telling his 1-year-old sister, like, this is how it works. You run to the house, you yell trick-or-treat, and he's, like, embracing, because we're not originally from St. Louis. He's like, you got to have a joke I was learning about at school.
Aww.
So he was telling Emerson all about it. And it's just so cool to see, like, them get excited and live the magic of what Halloween is and through their eyes. And afterwards, we like ate dinner and got some pizza and stuff like that. He's like, can we go for a second round? And we went out a second time.
No way!
Yeah, it was awesome. He was so excited. And honestly, it just makes, I love being a dad. And it was sort of those reminders when you're exhausted, the joy that kids bring to you. It's so cool.
It's so cool sweet. Until this year, because my kids, this was the first year, no trick-or-treating.
Wow.
Jackson was already going.
So fast,
Jackson
huh?
is 13, and like every year he's been like last minute for these past couple of years, you know, putting together something. So he was going to go as an axolotl because Kennedy went to some party and had this like, you know, romper axolotl costume that went all over. Well, he put it on and he ripped the crotch out, and then he was like, okay, I can't go. So the only saving grace of this year's Halloween was that my wife, Sarah, actually got to go as what she's always wanted to be. A CSI agent.
Did you really?
They did
really?
A trunk or treat in her school district, and she dressed up. I sent you guys the picture. She looks good, man. She looks awesome. I mean, in fact, she even said people at the school thought she actually was a CSI agent.
She loves CSI.
She loves it.
Loves that show.
That's what she wants to do in her second career is solve crimes.
That's cool.
She looks legit.
So if I ever turn up murdered, she's working on her second career.
It is crazy the different stages of Halloween where one day you're just going with the dog and then you have little kids or an aunt, an uncle, then you have little kids, and then all of a sudden it's like, just mom and dad getting dressed up. It's crazy. Let's play a little game in honor of Halloween being yesterday. What's scarier? I'm going to throw out some crazy scenarios in 3 minutes. Let's get scary for a second. In honor of yesterday being Halloween, I've written a couple of scary scenarios, and we'll judge which one we find the most scary out of these, like, different scenarios I've created, okay?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
This is off the top of my head, so good luck, guys. finding a spider in your bed or hearing a mysterious noise in your attic at 3 a.m.?
Oh, definitely finding a spider would be worse.
Yeah,
for
I think
me.
The spider.
No, I think the attic.
Really?
You can kill the spider. You don't know what the heck is up there.
That's what I thought.
Ooh.
I was
no. No.
We don't know what the noise. If something's making a noise in the attic, something's going down.
Yes.
It's a spider.
Okay,
get over it, guys.
It could be a raccoon.
Guys.
It could be a bird. A spider
the
is,
house is
in
settling.
Your bed,
yep.
ready to kill.
So burn
and
the
attack.
House down.
Yes.
Not being able to find your phone for hours versus dropping your phone in the toilet.
Oh, not being able to find your phone. I hate that.
I hate that feeling?
Yes. And then we'll get the locator on, and it's like, we know it's in the house, but I can't find it. Where's it at? Yeah, it frustrates me.
Yeah, I'm with Kev. I'd rather lose my phone, because if I drop it in the toilet, which I have, you just put it in a bag of rice, and you're fine.
Right.
I don't think the AppleCare covers water most of the time, so I would just rather lose it.
I can't stand when I lose my phone. You have to like rip up the whole the couch cushions. Mm-hmm. You got to move the whole couch, and then it's like in the weirdest crevice ever.
Or it's like right in front of you.
Or yeah, or it's right in front of you. It's without a doubt the most annoying
thing. Because we need our phones to get into certain things at work, and I always think, okay, and the only way you can tell people I don't have my phone is by getting into those things. And so how do you do that?
How does Kevin lose his phone? That thing's still plugged into the wall.
I know.
He's still using a rotary phone, bro.
I love your laugh, Kev.
Leaving the house without your pants on.
Oh.
What?
Or walking into a room full of people that you know have been talking about you behind your back.
Oh, no pants, for sure.
What?
You think that's worse?
Yes, I think so. I think so.
Or wait, no.
Oh, for you of all people, I was like...
No, I'd rather walk anywhere without my pants.
Yes, right. I thought for sure, yeah. Which is scarier?
I'm pretty sure I've left the house without pants on before anyway. So.
It is definitely scarier when you know that people have been talking about you.
My anxiety rash would be from my toes to my forehead.
I'm fine with it, because they're all saying the same thing. Why is this guy carrying around a rotary phone?
So you'd rather have pants on?
I'd rather have pants on.
Kevin doesn't like the public nudity. Okay. Having a first date that is totally silent, like barely says a word, or having a first date that never stops talking about themselves. Hannah.
What? That is not me.
Well, you never stop talking. It's not necessarily about yourself. You would ask you're really inquisitive. But
I mean, my
Chatty
worst,
Kathy or Silent Bob over here.
My worst fear is silence. So definitely that would be torture for me. If you want to torture me, put me in silence.
I would think silence as well. Because you would be like, okay, is this going well? What's the deal? Why so quiet? And then all of a sudden you start having to try to fill that void and keep continually talking. And then you become Hannah.
I feel like if it's completely silent, like I'm just gonna start laughing, and like I will not be able to recover from silence. So I would just rather have them talk.
Oh my god, someone just talking the entire date.
AB, I think a lot of talking would drive you crazy.
Maybe it's the era that I'm living in. If I went on a date and someone didn't talk, I'd be like, what is this peace? What is this quiet I hear? All right, let's do one more. Getting a flat tire on your way to a big job interview, or spilling coffee on you right as you walk into the interview, like right as you're going to take one last sip and the coffee's all over you, huge stain.
See, I always spill stuff everywhere, all over me, so I'm used to that, so I'd take the flat tire would be worse.
Oh, you think the flat tire would be worse?
I have AAA.
I don't like the flat tire because it means you're probably late. I hate being late.
Oh, yeah.
That's something that does scare me. I don't like when it freaks me out when I'm late.
But that's a legit reason to be late or just reschedule. Like, I'd probably be like, oh,
I don't think you could reschedule a big job interview.
I think you could.
I feel like you never recover. You just, like, they don't actually believe you.
I would send photo evidence and be like, this is where I am. Right. This is happening.
I swear I'm not lying. I'm FaceTiming them.
Yes.
Because you're like, that's what I'm afraid of. You're never going to get, you spill the coffee and you crush the interview. They'll be like, you're the funny person who spills coffee.
That would be all I could think about the whole interview is like how horrible I look.
What about you, Kev?
I think the flat tire would be worse. Just as you said, because you're in person with even the coffee being spilled, you're there. Being late is just...
It's a conversation starter.
Right.
It's so awkward.
It's a conversation starter. What detergent do you have here in the building?
Right. Do you have a Tide stick?
There's something I have actually never thought of doing with my friends that AB did this past weekend. We'll tell you what it is in 3 minutes. It's pretty cool. I have never thought about doing this with my friends, probably because I think I would look like an idiot. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. So AB was visiting some friends this past weekend. Or would you do it with your sisters or your friends?
My friends.
Okay, so you went to visit your friends and you did this. And I think it's so cool. And if you ever did this with your friends, I think it's like a kind of a fun girls' night out, get together. What'd you guys end up doing?
So we went to Target and we bought 3 canvases and just like some cheap paint they had there. And so we all started out with a canvas and we put 2 minutes on our phone and we would paint for 2 minutes. And then at the end of the 2 minutes, we would pass the canvas in a circle. So we would continually be painting each other's. And every 2 minutes we would switch until all 3 of them were done.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Each of you, did you feel like you knew where that's... Did you guys tell each other anything?
No.
Okay, cool.
We, did not know what we were going to do. We decided we weren't going to do anything, blatantly, crazy. We were going to try, kind of. But also, we all are, the same level of artistic in this way, which I think helps, because if we had somebody that was, so good at this, that would not... we would be so intimidated.
Shut up. You guys don't think you're good. Do we post it on our story?
We did.
So you could see the video because AB's our video girl. So she, of course, made a video of this experience and what the paintings came out and looked like afterwards. You guys don't think you're good? Because I would totally be so bad at this. Do you guys, this painting came out really good.
Yeah, yeah, there's like an ocean view, a nightlife like landscape.
It's funny because there's three of us and we're all very different. So like one of them lives in New York and you can tell she like started painting a little city. And then the one that lives in Colorado, like she's the one painting like the water and the grass. So it's just kind of like funny to see where our minds go.
Did you instantly, so when you got the painting from your friend who's from New York and you saw like a couple of buildings, did you go, I'm just going to build onto this building?
Yeah, I started putting some like windows and stuff.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Because I like for me, I'm like, one, I have no artistic ability whatsoever, so I don't know what I would paint, to be honest. But they would probably be stick figures, but I would want to tell a story in that city. And I'd be like, oh, these are the people that live there, this is what they're doing, that's where my brain goes. But I mean, it would just be a stick figure, but these people would be doing some crazy stuff in the
city.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's interesting you started to build onto the city, though. Mm-hmm. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
I love this because I feel like me and my friends are always looking for like a new activity to do. Like, you know, we don't always want to go out to the bar. Like we want to do like slow down and do something more like, you know.
Yeah, it was like a perfect Sunday morning. The weather was perfect. So we did it like upstairs by her apartment pool and stuff. It was really nice.
I love this. If you want to see the video or steal this idea because it's awesome, just go to our Instagram, Brett Maga Show on Instagram, to see how the paintings came out. But it's three different friends, three different lifestyles, perspectives, all working on one painting and then rotated in the three paintings, how they come out. And you could probably tell like which parts each of the friends kind of worked on because they're all telling a story. But that's kind of how life works out, right? Like each of us are part of our own stories, but all of us together tell one and create one big giant painting together. Pretty cool. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Travis Kelce opened up the bedroom last night and let us in on some tea with Taylor. I'll share what was revealed in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Travis Kelce revealed some spicy details about what goes down in the bedroom on a recent episode of his podcast, New Heights with Jason Kelce. So it was during a little Q&A and a male caller in like his mid-50s revealed he was going through a spell of his wife not being like really interested in like sex or, you know, all that. And Jason and Travis were both kind of stumped when this guy like called in. Like they were kind of like,
they had no advice.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they were completely lost. It was just really interesting to me.
Jerks.
So Travis ended up saying,
I'll never call them again.
Yeah. Guess that won't be brought up. Travis replied and said, I will personally mention that I have no idea what that's like, referring to a dry spell.
He's never gone through a dry spell. Yeah, that's what Travis said.
That's crazy. And he said, maybe just try, you know, get some candles, get some rose petals, and try and be a little romantic. Like, he really, like, that is coming from someone who actually has no advice and no idea what he's talking about.
Shut up. That's crazy. He's a jerk. If he's never really, I know that these football player guys, like, you know, they probably don't go through many dry spells, like Kevin and myself, like us average Joes. But you suck if you've never been through any dry spell ever.
I think he's a legend. I mean, like, and he wasn't saying it in like a way where he's like leaning back and he's like, oh, you know, bleh. Like he actually was like stumped. Like he did not know how to reply or how to help this man. What a legend.
Sucks.
Travis Kelce, not just good at football. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
Good at other things too. Yeah. Right, Taylor?
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
All right, if you have a big Zoom meeting with your boss, can you do it from the hair salon? 314-531-9898. I bring this up because a friend, a mutual friend of ours, did this, actually. Mm-hmm. I saw her posted on social media, like, oh, doing my Zoom with my boss from the hair salon. And then I like saw some comments. People were like, oh, my God, I can't believe your boss is cool with this. And then somebody wrote back like and responded to it because I was reading them. And they go, you know how hard it is to get an appointment at the hair salon?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, and because that is the most so unprofessional. You can't do a Zoom from the hair salon.
I don't think she was wrong at all. I think that if she was focused and paying attention and
participating
in the Zoom, she's fine.
It's impossible.
What's the difference?
It's chaotic at those hair salons. Right.
Okay, what's the difference of doing a Zoom at home and your kids are there?
One, you can close the door. Number two, it's a hair appointment. Sometimes if you have to do a Zoom at home and you work from home or doing Zooms at home or you can't have care or you got a sick kid, that's completely different because you're forced. The hair salon, you just reschedule your hair appointment. It is not life or death.
It is really hard to reschedule a hair appointment. And I think it's about how you engage, just like anybody else. I think you could be alone and be just as distracted as you would be if you were some like at a hair salon.
True, but you're distracting everybody else on the Zoom.
How, though? Oh,
good point, Kevin. Thank you.
With girls' hair appointments, though, like there's a lot of downtime where you're literally just sitting there and doing nothing.
You're waiting for the color to set in.
Yeah, which can be like 30, 40 minutes, depending on what you're getting done. So you do have a lot of downtime. I don't think it would be distracting. However, I do think the people in the salon would get annoyed. Like, I don't want to hear somebody
in a
meeting.
People are yapping their heads off anyway in the salon.
I don't
Thank you for bringing
that
up, Hannah. They're yapping their heads off, so it's impossible to be focused.
Right.
No, put your AirPods in like she did. Like, I'm totally think she was fine.
I saw this on social media, and I'm like, this is where we're at. You know how many hair appointments I've had to cancel because things pop up at work? I do this all the time. This is what life is like. If you have an appointment, and a big meeting comes in, or your boss asks for something and requests it, and you have a hair appointment, sorry, out of luck, reschedule your hair.
If a meeting just popped up and I had to reschedule my hair, I would make my boss pay for the cancellation fee.
Why? Whoa. That's absurd.
Ouch.
That is true. Sometimes they'll be like, well, you owe me like $200.
Yeah.
You didn't cancel in time.
Yeah.
No way.
But, yes.
But can't you just, you know, say, okay, I know
things
it's...
Things happen at
no,
work.
That's their job too. It's
you know
the,
what? You know what you'll have? You won't be able to pay for those hair appointments eventually because I want to find someone who can make the meetings.
Yeah. You know, my thoughts with that is, okay, if you have this meeting, is it a mandatory Zoom? Can't you just be on the phone for that
moment?
What ones
are not mandatory? Yeah, you got to be on the Zoom.
But can't you just be on the phone for a while then come back? I mean, couldn't that
I just think regardless, let's discuss the topics we're supposed to. I'm going to be where I am. You're going to be where you are. Let's go. It's different if I'm like on mute and then you can like see my head turning around and I'm talking to other people and not focused. But if I am on the Zoom, I'm active in the conversation. It shouldn't matter where I am.
Do you agree? 314-531-9898. If you have a hair appointment and a Zoom comes in from the boss, let's say 48 hours in a timer you could reschedule, do you think you should have to reschedule that appointment or you just go, well, it's tough to reschedule a hair appointment? Kevin had pointed this out. So many guys have called into the show today and have strong opinions about this, which is so funny because what made me think of this is women's hair appointments are hard to get and take a very, very long time, and then rescheduling them is a pain. I do understand that. So this happened with a mutual friend of ours where like a meeting came down, maybe like, let's say, that it's like 48 hours in advance, so there's a good enough notice. Meeting comes in on a Monday. Say, hey, on Wednesday, we need to have a big Zoom meeting. And you got a hair appointment scheduled. Can you do the Zoom from the hair appointment? Or do you have to reschedule it and be like, oh, that sucks. And it might be like 3-4. I don't know. How long does it take to get an hair appointment? 6 weeks, maybe? Sometimes long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it just depends.
It could
have to book my hair appointment by the end of the time of like my current like schedule.
So like almost like, what do you do? 6-8 weeks out?
Yeah, like 8 weeks.
8 weeks out. Wow. So now if you were to reschedule it, be like, okay, see you in 8 weeks. This is 2 more months of you not getting your hair done. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to be around me when I got roots. I get mean.
That's life though. Sometimes that happens and this is not life or death. Your job is more important. I think it's so unprofessional for you to do your hair. Do a Zoom while you're getting your hair done. Kevin had an interesting question, though.
Yeah, I guess my question, and maybe I'm old school, but why are we scheduling these during regular work hours when I should be in the office or working from home?
Agreed, but I think it's because, I could be wrong, but I think like sometimes it's like impossible to get in on the times, right?
Yeah, I mean, lots of hairstylists only work like during the day when you're working, so sometimes you just kind of got to schedule it out and make it a thing.
Yeah, and that's my guess. My guess is like sometimes the hairstyles aren't working after work hours. Yeah. This is the toughest time to do that. Amanda, is that kind of true that people have to schedule you weeks in advance during the middle of the workday?
Absolutely. I'm a hairstylist, so this is just another instance of AB and Hannah having the win here.
Thank you, Amanda.
Wow. Oh, Amanda.
I'm only saying this because me being a hairstylist, I have no openings from now until the first of the year.
Yeah,
so if you cancel your appointment, in turn, that's hard on the stylist because you want to get your client in before the holidays come, but then we have our lives outside of work too. Like, I have a special needs child, so I have a lot going on outside of work besides the fact too. So it just makes it more difficult for us. We're happy to accommodate our guests, of course, but it just makes it more challenging whenever that happens. But I have guests all the time that are in meetings and work from their laptops and all of that because men don't get color a lot like women do. So there's a 30 to 45 minute processing time that a lot of times I do men's haircuts while my guests are processing.
Right.
So it's guys just a lot can go into it.
Yeah. I just feel like talking about marketing strategy or the company strategy while you're on a Zoom in a public place is so unprofessional. And guys, it's and I respect what you do, Amanda. I do, but like, hair is not life or death. So like,
yes,
so,
it is. So, yeah. If I'm going on vacation,
a lot of people, yes, it is.
So
yes.
Literally, so like, okay, you don't have your hair done until January when Amanda's available again. Deal.
Amanda, do you have a lot of people who do this, like sit in your chair and take Zoom calls
every day? Every day.
Wow.
I'm with
every
them.
Day.
All of them.
And I
fire.
Work day hours. I work in the morning and then I'm done by about 2:15, 3 o'clock.
See,
so
this is why people
business hours, and I'm that busy.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. That's the point too. Like Kevin's like, why are people scheduling in the middle of the day? It's the reason why.
Right.
We have some really good texts coming in. Lyric says, if it's during your scheduled work time, you need to reschedule. If it's at a different time, do what you want. So I definitely even more on that. Like, if it's outside of work hours and your boss wants to meet with you, yeah, I'm going to be in a salon chair. And my favorite text says, if AB can take a conference call in the shower, I say you can Zoom at the hair salon.
Shut up. Somebody really remembered that.
That's a good point.
You did do that. You did jump on a conference call in the shower.
Unintentionally, you know, when your boss calls and you're in the shower and you get looped in, you get looped in.
The fact it was a Zoom call makes it 1,000 times better.
Dan, how do you feel about this from a guy's perspective? Would you just reschedule your hair appointment, or would you take the Zoom from the salon?
You know, it's a different world these last 10 years. My two professional daughters work remote, and you know, and they crush it and they do very well. And if they already had things scheduled and they can actually Zoom during you know, their hair appointment, you know, they're taking care of business.
Yep.
And the same thing when they go work out and whatever. And if you go to any, you know, Breadco kind of place, is that's what business is being transacted at all venues. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, as long as they're taking care of business, I don't see the problem.
Guys,
I'm with you.
Monday, I'm going to do the show from the hair salon. So just if you hear the bird, tilt your head this way, you know what I'm doing.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. If you were busy last night trick-or-treating, eating all your kids' candy, we get it. We'll cover all the trending stories right here. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read some headlines. And then, Hannah, you tell me which ones to keep it moving on and which ones people need details on.
Okay.
Like this surprising stress reliever.
What is it?
Watch a scary movie.
No way.
You would think watching horror movies would make you feel more anxious, but scientists actually say people feel calmer after seeing one. The edge of your seat movies produce the same runner's high that exercise does, and it actually can boost your mood because, like, after the intensity of the movie, you have, like, a sense of calmness afterwards.
That's,
really?
No way.
Interesting, right? This just in, animals like getting drunk too.
What?
A new study found that animals really like boozing too. Okay, it's not the way we do it, but kind of. Animals sometimes will eat fruits that or nectar, and what they know, it will give them a buzz. And so then they'll seek those out. And scientists don't know if they're doing it on purpose or not to, like, make it, like, social. Like, hey, do you want to go over there and eat some berries and catch a buzz? But they do it, and they looks like they go, like, target the ones that want to give them a little bit of a high.
I mean, hey, get a buzz where you can get it, I guess. Yeah.
Scientists figure out how to make walking even healthier.
I don't believe in science. Keep it moving.
Only when it comes to drunk monkeys. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Mom shocked when a 5-year-old son's teacher texts about a condom.
Excuse me?
Yes. Okay. So this is an interesting story, and take it how you feel. Okay. So this mom's going viral on TikTok because the teacher go, "Hey, your son brought a condom to school.
What?
Mom's tubes are tied, and they don't have condoms."
Oh. Whoa, this is getting crazier by the second.
Mom claims that like the son just found it in his pocket. She said, "Oh, they've never washed those pants before. Someone must have put a condom in those pants, bought it from Walmart, and did it as a prank." Hannah thinks that we need to have a conversation with Dad.
Yeah. There needs to be a couple of conversations being had right now.
Yeah, you're not believing?
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely not.
She seemed really sure.
Don't blame it on Walmart. Call your husband.
Neighbors learn sign language.
We need to go back to the husband.
I will finish this story in honor of Kevin, too, because neighbors learned sign language for yesterday to help a deaf girl go trick-or-treating.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't this like one of the coolest stories?
Cool.
Yeah, so they
Thank
all
you for
learned
putting something heartfelt in there.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, they all learned how to sign with their fingers.
It's very sweet.
So that she can experience trick-or-treating at like a quote-unquote normal way.
Wow.
Isn't that a cool story? That's a good way to end
Better
it.
Better than the cheating dad.
All right, let's transition to something extremely personal about Hannah and her birth control. We're going to talk about that in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. All right, let's talk about Hannah's birth control for a second. If other women have ever struggled with birth control, because I know this is common, and you've had some advice or guidance, it's because Hannah's kind of trying to figure it out. I feel like a lot of women are just trying to figure it out because women's bodies are impressive and crazy all at the same time. 314-531-9898. I know this has been a huge issue for you for a long time now. So what's going on?
Yeah, so I've kind of always struggled with taking birth control. I got on it when I was 16 for a multitude of reasons. I used to have really bad acne, and so it helps with that. I wanted to kind of regulate my hormones, wanted to help with that, and also to protect myself from having a child. And my body's kind of always struggled with it. I went through a lot of weight gain, weight loss, hormone problems. I've had to switch from going to like a pill to an IUD, yada yada, and I've really been dealing with a ton of like uncomfortability lately.
Like the IUD is uncomfortable?
Yes, and the side effects are as well. Like I am not healthy right now.
Really? My wife hated it. She did the pill thing when we first started like dating back in high school, and I remember she had to have a conversation with her mom, like, "Hey, are you guys sexually active?" and all that that came with it. And so she had tried the pill and she hated the side effects, like hated the weight gain, hated the way her body felt on it. So it was super relatable that you would try different things, and ultimately, it's really hard to figure out what works for your body.
It is really, really hard for me to figure it out. I've had so many different doctor's appointments. Like, I feel like I'm calling them, like, every month. I'm like, no, like, my body is not handling this right. I can't tell what to do. And so today, actually, after the show, I'm going to have another appointment. And I can't decide whether I want to stay on this birth control or whether I want to take it out. And I'm not even really struggling with the fact of like, oh, I'm worried, like, if I'm not on it, I'll have a baby. Like, obviously, I know preventatives and I know how to take care of all that.
Yeah.
Now I'm to the point where I'm worried about myself being off of birth control because I don't remember how I was before I took it. Like, I was 16. I don't remember how my mind felt or how my body felt or how I handled myself back then. Like, I don't want to change myself. Like, I love who I am, but I'm just nervous because I don't remember who I was before taking it. I've been taking it for that long. So now I just feel like stuck. Like it's crazy that like taking this pill could change your body, change your mind. And so I'm kind of scared to get off of it.
I feel like a lot of women too can feel like alone. Like I'm the only one. It's not working for me and my body.
No, everybody has such different experiences. So I feel like alone.
So yeah, do you feel like you have some advice, like, oh, I went through some of this. Have you tried this? Have you gone this way or this route? Can you give her some guidance? 314-531-9898. Because I think, AB, you don't do anything, right?
No, I've never been on birth control.
You've never been on birth control. Mm-hmm. So AB has no advice for a girl from here because you've never experienced the changes of what your body goes through when you're on birth control. Have you? 314-531-9898. Hannah needs some advice on birth control. She's been dealing with some issues for a very, very long time about how uncomfortable her body feels on it. And if you've ever gone through a similar situation, and she's contemplating getting her IUD removed, right, and getting off birth control for the first time, but that makes you nervous.
Yeah, I'm debating it. I still haven't decided what I want to do.
Okay, Tabitha, this one, you went through basically the exact same situation. What was your situation, Tabitha?
Yeah, well, Hannah, first off, don't be afraid. So I went on birth control when I was 13, so like right when I started my period.
Wow.
Yeah, so my body didn't even have a chance to like do its own thing. I was on that until I got married. So I got off of it at age like 24, 25. And my body is totally fine. It knew what to do. And it's actually like super regular when I compare myself to other women. Like I know the exact day I'm going to start. So I almost feel like it like set your body's routine for you. So I wouldn't be afraid.
That's really comforting to know, like, that I shouldn't be afraid of my body off of it, to hear your story.
Women's bodies are pretty incredible. You're like, yeah, my body knew what to do. And women are also crazy, like, when I compare myself to other women. This is what you guys chat around? Like, guys don't do that. Like,
right.
Hey, so what are you? When are you going to get your period?
What's your cycle?
Yeah, we don't have, like, cycle conversations. Right. Guys' conversations are a little different. We're like, hey, did you see the World Series last night? Cool. That's it. Sarah, you're a human sexuality professor?
That's correct.
All right. So
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Both men and women have hormone surges through the month, and so I just wanted to update you on that.
Oh,
men
so
have testosterone surges, and women have estrogen and progesterone.
That makes so much sense.
Kevin, you and I need to start talking about our cycles more and see if we can
do
sync them up,
yes,
brother.
Maybe you were moody last week, Brett.
That's funny.
Yeah. So my recommendation would be when you have your IUD removed to talk with your doctor about the mini pill to see if that particular pill would be helpful or something in that grouping, because it's just the estrogen related. Maybe you won't need it. Maybe you would like to have it, but it's just like have it on hand.
Okay.
Good.
Great
to
advice.
Know.
Thank you. Super helpful. See, that's why we do it. Like, our listeners are like our friends and our family. So we just call people up and we're like, we don't know anything. You can't ask, like, AB, who's not on birth control. And Kevin and I are useless. So we'll just call.
Yeah, exactly.
We got a friend that's a human sexuality professor. We'll just call up Sarah. And then, boom, that's how it gets
keep
done.
Keep my number if you guys need me for future reference.
I need
you in
thank
a lot
you
of ways. Thank you for rocking commercial free with us to kick off your weekend on the Brett Magus Show. If you listen for that hour, you instantly just qualified for $5,000. It's pretty cool. All you got to do is listen on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes, and then you instantly qualify for a really cool prize. We've been giving away like tickets and trips, and right now you could qualify for $5,000 just for listening for an hour on the Odyssey app. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
A St. Louis native is making headlines across the country about their retirement announcement. I'll share who it is at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
St. Louis native and play-by-play legend Bob Costas is closing the chapter on his career. And after 42 seasons, Bob Costas is retiring. His final games were at the American League Division Series between the New York Yankees and the Kansas City Royals. And his contract has expired at the end of the season, but he plans to retire from baseball play-by-play. And this has been in works for a while. Like, it's nothing bad that happened or anything. He's just ran his course.
You got to start from KMOX.
That's right.
Yeah, down the hall.
Down the hall, which is like our sister radio station. It's crazy.
Wow. You know, I know when he kind of stepped away from the Olympics.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of like
this is the first Olympics he didn't do, right?
Yeah. Like, you know, because, I mean, he usually does like a little bit or some type of portion of it. So, well, I mean, I guess we all get older and we all retire, but that's weird.
It does feel weird.
It feels so weird.
Such a St. Louis legend, and he always talks about like why he does so much for the St. Louis community, always coming back to St. Louis, and he said it's because of Camel X, that he just loved this radio station. So it's kind of cool that somebody who's been on that big of a pedestal where he covered all those Olympics and one of the best in what we do for a living, actually radio matters to him, and radio is where he got his start from, the same place, like the same building as we're doing radio
yeah,
show from.
comes by every now and then, which is really nice, and he's very engaging. If you ever see him in the hall, say hi.
Alex always drives him, he says.
Yeah.
That's funny. He hasn't made his official statement yet or, like, addressed it, but he will, I'm sure. But we do know that he is going to continue working on some, like, key events, including, like, the Baseball Hall of Fame announcements and stuff like that. So it won't be his official, like, last time over the airwaves, but overall, he is retiring.
Damn.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. Wow. You say.
What the beep did we say on the Brett Maga Show? Things get interesting. Kevin just starts playing random things at times. You never know what to expect. So we're going to take a clip of the show that happened during the show this week, and then Kevin beeps out something we said. See if you can guess what's behind that beep. So my wife and I are on a walk, and it's late at night, kind of. It's starting to get dark out. I was with the kids, and she's walking by, and she sees, like, it's like almost like a... What did she see? 314-531-9898. We're walking by. It's late at night. And then what did my wife see? We'll reveal it at 848.
Wow, you say.
What the beep did we say on the Brett Maga Show? So we take a look back on the week since it's Friday and say, what do we talk about? Kevin takes a clip of the show and then beeps out a certain part of the show, and then you try to guess what's behind that beep, because usually it sounds kind of funny when you beep out something that we actually said on the show. Let's play this clip for you right here. So my wife and I are on a walk, and it's late at night, kind of. It's starting to get dark out. I was with the kids, and she's walking by, and she sees, like, it's like almost like a... What did my wife see when it was dark out at night? Julie, you think you know?
It's Jamie.
Oh, Jamie. Jamie, you think you know?
Hi. Yes, it was a playhouse on the curb.
My wife and I are on a walk, and it's late at night, kind of. It's starting to get dark out. I was with the kids, and she's walking by, and she sees, like, it's like almost like a play market. Like a playhouse, play market. That works, Jamie.
Yeah, I think that counts.
Do you think I should have taken it? Do you think if it's on the curb, it's free?
Usually when it's on the curb, that's what it's meant for, yes.
See, that's what I said, Jamie. I should have taken that thing.
You say.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
All right, let's have some fun post-Halloween. We're all got that candy hangover. So Fun Fact Friday is where we have a little fact battle. Hannah will give a fact. Kevin is the current fact champion. He'll give a fact, and then we'll judge which fact we find more interesting or more mind-blowing to kick off your weekend. And Alex, AB, and myself will be the judges of Fun Fact Friday. Kevin, you're the fact champion. You want to go first or second?
Yeah, I'll go first. I found this fact kind of interesting. Fact, there are only 28 hotels in the world with 3,000 or more rooms, and 15 of them are in Las Vegas.
Nah. Whoa. Why? That's not surprising at all.
That does kind of not surprise me that they would all be in Vegas, that all those big hotels.
What if I told you that 10 of them were in Branson?
Oh, okay.
What?
Now that's surprising. A little bit interesting.
Well, that's a lie.
Oh, damn. Kevin, you almost had a mic drop back. I didn't even think that Hannah would have to go.
All right. Well, my fact is about mating. Did you know?
Vote for Hannah.
Yes.
Hannah for the win.
Male giraffes headbutt the female's uterus to make her ovulate so that he can mate with her.
I mean, that just seems rude. Whoa. I almost want to vote for Kevin now just because of these mean men.
He knows what he wants.
All right. I want to go with
baby
Hannah.
Baby giraffes are so cute.
Hannah said it like very like sexual. Like he knows what he wants. So Hannah gets the point for
Thank
me.
Thank you.
For me, I'm a hotel guy. I like a good big hotel.
All right, here we go.
I like Vegas, you know. Right. I'm going to go Kevin.
He doesn't like headbutt in the uterus.
All right, AB.
Stay away from that.
Giraffes or Las Vegas has a lot of hotels.
Come on.
I mean, I kind of appreciate the lie, Kev.
I appreciate
so
it.
I'm going to go with Kevin.
I could lie about anything.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
You would think that mating would have led to hotels and hotels in Vegas and kind of goes
hand in hand. Hey, what stays string.
In... Wait. What goes in fun... Wait. What I tell you in fun fact stays in fun fact? Does
Kevin's
that make sense?
Drunk on Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh,
my gosh.
Kevin, grab a Snickers bar, bro. You need one now.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.